what I am. I am my own special creation. So come take a look, give me the hook or the ovation.
From the musical La Cage aux Folles, I Am What I Am is the perfect song to describe Paris Cabaret in Stoughton, Massachusetts. 15 miles from Boston's theater district, this suburb has entertainment.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Paris Cabaret, home of the Starling Room Dinner Theater.
Paris Campanellis is the owner of the cabaret that holds her name, a place where the wait staff provides the entertainment right after serving the main course.
I used to work down the Cape many years ago as a singing waitress and then the director of a place which was called the Golden Acre in Dennis, and that was during college. I started working there, then met my husband. We got married, found this place 3 months later, and decided to open up our own dinner theater.
That was in 1981. It was a full-fledged restaurant serving lunch and dinner. In the mid-90s, they shut down and leased the building. Then, 9 years ago, they reopened the dinner theater. Right now on stage, that holiday feeling, the Starliners' Christmas special.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
We've done any type of music and genre you can think of. We've done the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. We've done American Bandstand. Right now we're doing Forever Broadway, which is selections of the producers Jekyll and Hyde and Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia, here I go again. My, my, how can I resist? Mamma Mia, here I go again. My, my, just how much I miss.
The singing waitstaff wear shiny gold shirts and fitted bell bottoms with a psychedelic pattern on them for the ABBA songs. They do several costume changes throughout the performance and throw aprons on when they serve food and drinks.
Who ordered a Chardonnay? We have one here. All right. And that covers everyone. Okay, I'll be back in one moment to take a dinner order, okay?
Hi, I'm Nicole Malagodi, and I'm one of the singing waitresses at the Starline Room.
Hi, I'm Joyce McPhee, and I'm also one of the singing waitresses here, and I have been here on and off since 1992. So we're veterans of this group, Nicole and I.
We're the old ladies.
I bet your friends are all celebrities. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? You can cook a pot roast. That's wonderful.
What's so wonderful? First your brown and onion. Is your picture up at Sardi?
If you've never been here before, sometimes it is a lot to see like what we do. I mean, we wait on the tables, and then within minutes, we're just up on stage and we're performing a show. So people sometimes, I mean, it's fun for them to say, oh my gosh, how do you do this? How do you do all this?
But at this Sunday matinee, it's almost all regulars. The dining room, which can fit 90 people, is filled with gray-haired ladies wearing homemade red hats. They're members of the National Red Hat Society, a group of aging women dedicated to having fun. Wearing a feathery beret clipped to her hair, Arlene Fox of Stoughton.
It's wonderful here. The people here are wonderful. The food is unbelievable. The food, the show, the waiters and waitresses, they're talented and they're so accommodating. And you feel warm. You feel like you belong.
You feel like family. Paris Cabaret is, after all, a family affair. Paris's husband, a restaurateur born in Greece, cooks the food.
Tonight we have a prime rib, scrod, chicken, and a seafood casserole.
A lasagna. Yeah. During the week, the kitchen closes down and the cabaret turns into a dance and acting school run by Paris's two daughters. And today, even Paris's son-in-law is helping out as bartender.
I'm giving up the Patriots game.
The wait staff have their own stories and weekday lives.
Well, I'm a stay-at-home mom with two little boys.
That's Joyce.
This is like my night out. This is like my time off.
Nicole is a mom of three and a fifth grade teacher in Newton. She says some of her students come to see her perform.
Yes, some of them come. And then they get confused if they should call me Nicole when I'm waiting on them or Mrs. Malagodi. It's very funny.
And what do you tell them?
They can call me Nicole.
Performer Brian Kennerson is a dress buyer for a store in Hanover.
I like to consider myself the fashionista of this group.
There's also Matthew Maggio, the newbie in the group. He works full-time at the Quincy Credit Union. And singer Kristen Huberto has a job in operations for a private equity firm in Boston.
I used to do music full-time years and years ago, but it's a real lifestyle choice. So for me, it works better to just have a day job to pay the bills and then do this for fun whenever I can.
Paris says that some of her staff have moved on to Broadway, though it doesn't sound like this crew has that ambition in mind. They're more like hobbyists, and she is the madam who gives them the forum to entertain.
This is the moment, this is the day, this is the moment when I know I'm on my way.
Ibi Caputo, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.
This is the moment when all of time, all of the dreaming, scheming, and screaming becomes one.